Not sure if you can hear that. The wind is howling around Cork Airport on a very, very wet day. I'm sitting in the departure lounge. I'm looking over the tarmac. I can see a Ryanair aeroplane and an Aer Lingus aeroplane on the ground in front of me, just below me. And I can see the wind is blowing the windsock almost horizontal, and rain is just flying past the windows here horizontally. It's not falling vertically, it's falling horizontally. I'm on my way to London. And I'm not looking forward to the flight because I know it's going to be turbulent. I know it's going to be rough. I suppose depending on the wind direction, we'll either be in London in 10 minutes or we'll be flying with a headwind and it will take us several hours. It is really blowy out there. I'm on my way to London and I want to tell you about the power of Twitter. I'm going to London to shoot some documentary photographs for an annual report for a maritime insurance company. I'm also doing some food photography for a small exclusive catering company. While I'm there, I had booked two extra days just for me to see if I couldn't connect with some new clients maybe, or do some other stuff. And I've been so busy, so rushed and run off my feet with projects and work that I didn't get round to filling those 2 days. Now, I've been able to arrange a lunch appointment with a client of mine, but other than that, the 2 days were fairly bare. And that's okay. London is great. There's plenty that a photographer and a digital storyteller can go and do to stimulate the mind and stimulate the imagination. But this morning I thought, well, let's see if I can't do some interviews for my documentary photographer podcast. And I put out a tweet. I put out a tweet saying, I'm off to London, and can anybody recommend or suggest some documentary photographers that I should try and connect with? And very, very quickly, I mean, I put this post, my initial tweet out, I don't know, probably around 8 o'clock, maybe earlier than that, I can't quite remember. And within minutes, I'm not kidding, within minutes, Roisin Markham and Source Magazine, Richard at Source Magazine, had come back to me with some suggestions. And they were all fabulous suggestions, really good, interesting people that I'd love to talk to, every single one of them. One of them, unfortunately, was in Manchester and I haven't been able to connect with him yet, but two of them are actually in London. So, and they're on Twitter. So I connected with them and emailed and tweeted and what have you. And now I have arranged two interviews, one with Gina Glover and one with Brian David Stevens. And Gina Glover is at Gina Glover on Twitter, except the O in Glover is a zero, and Brian David Stevens, Brian is at Drifting Camera on Twitter. I suggest you check them out, go to their websites, fantastic stuff, really, really, really great stuff. I'm so excited to be talking to them, and I'm amazed that within pretty much an hour of having tweeted early on a wet day here in Cork, that I now have two interviews set up for Thursday with two really, really exciting photographers whose work I think is just amazing. And I can't thank Roisin and Richard enough for helping out in that. But it just goes to show the power of Twitter, the power of your networks. Now, the other interesting thing is that I wasn't following either Roisin or Source Magazine. No, I am now, as you can imagine. And it just goes to show that a random act of kindness such as that does have a benefit, because immediately I want to follow these people because they've helped me out, and also I want to promote them. I want to do something back. I want to help them out. And it's just one of those examples of somebody doing something. You can do something, a random act of kindness, as I say, and it will help you connect with somebody, help you engage with somebody, but also that person will want to do something back for you. There you are. So just a little story about how two of the next interviews came about for the Documentary Photographer podcast. God, I hope the wind dies down. I'm really not looking forward to this flight. Talk to you soon.